Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burma, subbing in for Alex Jones. Just one more hour for you, then we're going to be replaying the Alex Willie Nelson interview. Again, if you want to check out the refeed, it's over at Infowars.com. That first hour was Blockbuster with Tommy Chong, Kevin Booth, and the creators of AKA Tommy Chong. Tommy not only talks the drug war, but talked 9/11 with us quite candidly. And you can only hear it over at Infowars.com when the refeed begins. We have Wayne Madsen of the Wayne Madsen Report with us. Rather honored to have him. It's the first time I've spoken with him. And Wayne, I want to get your take on this Jack Abramoff relationship to the D.C. madam. I've read the article. I'd like you to go into depth on that.
Well, that relationship goes through Baltimore. Gene first had problems with the government. It was as a result of an investigation started by the Internal Revenue Service office in Baltimore. But what was really going on in Baltimore was that the U.S. Attorney for Maryland, Tom DiBaggio, was looking into the involvement of high-level Republicans in Maryland and in Baltimore using public funds to pay for the escorts who work for Gene Palfrey's Pamela Martin and Associates. DiBaggio never targeted Palfrey. As a matter of fact, he obviously saw her as a very potentially good witness to prosecute the people he was going after for this malfeasance with public funds. One of the guys he nailed was Ed Norris, the police commissioner for Baltimore, who the Republican governor of Maryland, Bob Ehrlich, then made head of the Maryland State Police. So here you have Baltimore's top cop, and then Maryland's top cop, being a customer of Pamela Martin. It's at that point in time, when he's looking at that, that the IRS begins their investigation of Gene Palfrey, and also it involves the Postal Inspection Service. And that started this whole process where, you know, Gene was the one who was being gone after, but Ehrlich was left alone. DiBaggio did nail Ed Norris, who did some time in jail, but is now a conservative talk show host in Baltimore and a real darling of the right wing up there. But we also have to remember Abramoff. Abramoff was a resident of Silver Spring, Maryland. He was very close to Ehrlich. He gave money to Ehrlich. Some of this money was coming from Israeli sources. That's a violation of the law right there. You can't be a political candidate and take money from foreign sources. It was also coming from some of Abramoff's African clients, including the government of Gabon, which is a dictatorship. But we now know that Sherlington Limousine, which was ferrying around escorts for Duke Cunningham and CIA Director Porter Goss for the Watergate Hotel and the Westin Grand Hotel here in Washington, Sherlington Limousine was ferrying around Pamela Martin escorts. Of course, we know what happened to Duke Cunningham. We know what happened to the two lobbyists he was dealing with, Mitchell Wade with MZM and Brent Wilkes, who was another San Diego-based contractor. I know from Gene that a person named Brent called her consistently from Poway in California to arrange for these escorts in Washington, and of course Poway was the headquarters for Brent Wilkes, the head of the these various defense contractors that were and Brent Wilkes was convicted on 13 counts of fraud and wire fraud and what have you. He was involved with all these individuals.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we get back, I want to discuss Porter Goss a little bit, because not only was he the head of the CIA, but he was one of the co-chairs of the initial 9/11 investigation by Congress, and he happened to be meeting on the morning of 9/11 with General Mahmoud Ahmed and Bob Graham. I want to get your take on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Mm-hmm. now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back with Wayne Mattson of the Wayne Mattson Report. And Wayne, I just discussed a little bit about Porter Goss, and why I think that Porter Goss is so important is not only his ties to the initial congressional investigation into 9/11, not only his ties to General Mahmoud Ahmed of the ISI, who supposedly wired $100,000 to Atta just before the attacks, according to the official version, that would be one-fifth of the funding, but because he was put as the head of the CIA for a very short time. I always wonder what he was doing there.
Well, he brought in his own cronies into the CIA. Porter Goss had been a clandestine officer for the CIA back in the 60s, and for some reason he abruptly leaves the CIA, resurfaces in Florida, where he starts to get active in local politics and is eventually elected as a member of the House of Representatives, and then becomes the chairman of the House, Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the oversight body for the CIA, which, he was always interested in going back to the CIA as director. And there was a very unusual and suspicious suicide in 2000. John Millis, who had been the executive director under Goss, had some sort of breaking with him, and they found Goss supposedly shot to death with a shotgun at a seedy motel in Fairfax, Virginia. He had another suspicious suicide. So we not only have Gene Palfrey, we have many, many suspicious quote-unquote suicides here. And this one, of course, with John Millis, who had been a 13-year veteran of both the CIA and worked for a short time at the NSA, the National Security Agency. Millis had been a involved with support of the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. The same people were told, mushroomed into and morphed into Al-Qaeda later. So there's a lot of connections. Of course, Goss would have never looked at these issues when he was conducting his investigation in 9/11. And hopefully in an Obama administration, he's already said, Obama said his first act will be to have his new attorney general investigate the Bush administration for any past crimes. And we could only hope that they would include the real story about what happened on 9/11 and who the real perpetrators were.
Well, I'm pretty skeptical about anything an Obama administration is going to do. But I will say this. As the Bush administration leaves, I think that we are going to see the release of a lot more documents. I mean, even Joseph Biden, who was well aware of this Pakistani funding, has actually talked about it on camera and then said it was classified. Also talked about Able Danger and how there'd be a lot more coming out about that as the administration leaves. But I don't see a huge amount of information coming out. I see it trickling out. I saw that the FBI initial report has finally been released to the public a couple months ago. I'm hoping that those initial 27 pages that were redacted from the congressional report will also become public, but I'm not that optimistic. Why don't you talk about his connections? Like, who else is Goss connected to that makes him such a prominent target?
Well, Goss, of course, goes back to the 60s. He was working at the CIA station in Miami. And we now know that the CIA station in Miami was basically in ground zero for the operations being conducted against Fidel Castro in Cuba. It's also where the plot to kill President Kennedy was first. Kennedy was first going to be hit in Miami, and they had to change it later to Dallas because the Miami operation wasn't going to be successful. So we have Goss's dirty fingerprints all over that time period where we saw some of the people that came out of that CIA operation also included some people who were later caught burglarizing Democratic National Headquarters at the Watergate. Again, we go back to the Watergate. Goss's poker parties with the Shirlington limousines bringing over the escorts, Pamela Martin escorts, was the Watergate. The break-in was at the Watergate. So here we... one thing about these guys is that they very rarely change the playbook. The playbook remains the same, and sometimes the face has changed. But in the case of Porter Goss, it's the same Porter Goss who was at the CIA station in Miami plotting to kill Castro and invade Cuba. The same Porter Goss that may have had his fingerprints, at least with people involved with the assassination of President Kennedy, and the same Porter Goss that seems to have his fingerprints on 9/11.
Thank you so much for going over that for the listeners. That really shows you how these intelligence spooks really keep through history, and they get away with it. It looks like this guy's going to get away with it, especially now that Palfrey is gone. Do you think there's a chance that her list is ever going to come to light of who her customers actually were?
Well, we've got a couple. The one list we have, of course, is the phone records, which she made public. Unfortunately, we only were able to call a few people off of that list, including Louisiana Republican Senator David Bitter. And I would note that yesterday the Senate Ethics Committee dropped its ethics investigation of Bitter. The reason given? Because Palfrey committed suicide. Well, that has nothing to do with whether Bitter violated Senate ethics rules. The mere fact that the so-called madam kills herself, I don't understand how the Senate can drop the charges against Bitter. Again, it seems like her quote-unquote suicide seemed to be very convenient for a lot of people, including people like Bitter and others, and as I already reported, Cheney was also one of her clients when he was the head of Halliburton in the 90s. These people are insidious. Goss is just one of many. Abramoff is another one. Of course, he's doing time in prison, but.
Abramoff is really their sacrificial lamb, is he not? He's a guy that they can throw out into the public that people won't dig into too far. He'll serve a few years in prison, then he'll be let go.
I'm sure he's on high up on Bush's pardon list or commutation list at the end of this term. I think we'll see Abramoff leave prison. I think we'll see quite a few others. Probably Jonathan Pollard, the Israeli spy,
oh, that's
will
lovely.
Be let out, and I think we'll see many others.
Wow, if Jonathan Pollard's let out, I that'll be tough for me to believe, but I can see it. I mean, they've just pardoned whoever they feel they want to. One of Abramoff's ties that I found really interesting was the tie to the gambling cruise ship off of off the coast of Florida. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah. Abramoff purchased Sun Cruise casino boats from a Florida businessman named Gus Bulis. And then Bulis later said, hey, there was some hanky-panky involved in this deal. He wanted to get his cruise boats back, but Bulis was gunned down gangland assassination style on the street in broad daylight in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We do know from certain reports that that two of the 9/11 hijackers, Atta and possibly Al-Shehi, were spotted on Abramoff's Sun Cruise boat that when Abramoff owned it out of Madeira Beach, Florida, near south of near Tampa, and that this this was just a few days before 9/11. So this notion that these were these Islamist radicals praying to Allah before they hijacked planes, slit throats, and put them into buildings is nonsensical, because I also know that the hijackers who hijacked a United 93 out of Newark the night before were at a strip club in Wayne, New Jersey, sticking dollar bills into G-strings. So these don't sound like the Muslims, at least the ones portrayed in the movie about United 93, that were shaving themselves, their body hair, and praying to Allah and reading out of the Koran before they hijacked the airplanes. It's just total. It's just more nonsense. It was created as almost like a Hollywood type disinformation campaign. These guys, Atta was known to be a drug mule for people probably associated with U.S. intelligence. He had been cited often at the Officers Club at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama. He was an Egyptian Air Force officer. So the mere fact that he had been working alongside U.S. intelligence assets for years should have told us that all of us that what we were told about 9/11 and what was the actual case of 9/11 are two entirely different things.
Well, I'd also like to point out that Atta also, through a Freedom of Information Act request, we know that a Mohammed Atta attended the Maxwell Air Force Base Academy. I mean, that's admitted. They just don't say whether it is the Mohammed Atta. I mean, give me a break. I mean, we have all these eyewitness accounts that he always had money, he always had cocaine, he enjoyed the company of strippers, he's on gambling boats, and not only that, but he was reported as one of these guys that was going to hijack a plane by James Woods, the actor, and another woman on the airplane. You know, he went on Fox News and talked about this. A couple months before 9/11, he said he spotted Atta and three of the other hijackers in jumpsuits, thought they were going to hijack the plane, thought so much that after he got off the plane, he and a stewardess actually filed a report with the FAA, but apparently it was never followed up on, Wayne.
Well, of course not, and we know all this with, you know, Zacharias Moussaoui. Colleen Rowley wanted to get a search warrant up in Minneapolis for his computer. It was stymied by the FBI in Washington. It's quite clear what happened. That these people say, well, it was faulty U.S. intelligence. No, there were elements of U.S. intelligence and U.S. law enforcement that aided and abetted in the worst crime we've seen in this country probably ever. And of course we're told to believe the 9/11 Commission report, which was engineered by Phil Zelikow. Now we know that Karl Rove influenced that report. The original chairman was supposed to be Henry Kissinger, the biggest American war criminal of this and the last century. And we're supposed to believe this nonsense. Phil Zelikow, by the way, comes from the Miller Institute out of the University of Virginia. And the Miller Institute has made its name in trying to debunk anyone who would question the official version of what happened to President Kennedy in Dallas. They stand by the Warren Commission when everybody else with an ounce of sanity knows that the Warren Commission report, just like the 9/11 Commission report, was mere fantasy.
Absolutely. One of the things I like to point out is that although it's very hyped that Abel Danger identified Atta prior to 9/11, they don't talk about the other three hijackers that they also identified. And they identified Khalid Al-Madar and Nawaf Al-Zahami. Well, it turns out those two guys are living with and renting from a tested FBI informant. And then when it comes time for them to talk to officials, the FBI is thwarting that, so nobody gets to talk to this informant. I want to get your take on that on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and I want to remind folks that Alex is going to be screening his latest picture, The 9/11 Chronicles, Part 1, Truth Rising, over at the Alamo Draft House off South Lamar, I believe. The screenings will be Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Alex is going to be there. And remember, this film won't be released until mid-June, early July. So if you want to get a sneak peek, the only way is the Alamo Draft House. I also want to let people know that I interviewed Tommy Chong in the first hour, just an explosive interview about the drug war and 9/11. And you can listen to that on the refeed over at Infowars.com after the fourth hour. We're talking to Wayne Mattson. And, Wayne, I brought up the Black Ops program, Able Danger, how, you know, they were working with CENTCOM. They identified four of the hijackers prior to 9/11. They tried to go to the FBI over a dozen times. They were thwarted. Of course, the attacks of 9/11 happened. Then Anthony Schaefer goes and talks to Philip Zelikow prior to the 9/11 Commission report. And it doesn't make the report, does it? Well, why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, we do know that there were all kinds of intelligence reports prior to 9/11, not just from our own intelligence agencies, but from a number of foreign intelligence agencies that all seem to have been ignored. We heard from probably intelligence agencies, law enforcement agencies in over 30 countries that tried to tell us something was up, including Russia. And these were all conveniently ignored. I think it's obvious, but you know that what these foreign agencies and our own agencies found out was there was this plan afoot to create this what the neocons called a new Pearl Harbor, so they could push their sordid agenda. Which ever since 9/11, that's all we've seen. We've seen the erosion of the U.S. Constitution. We've seen torture now adopted as a policy. By the administration, renditioning, kidnapping, political assassinations, a whole host of things that's really the hallmark of a fascist nation.
Well, one of the things that really ties it in for me is J. Michael Springman's testimony. He was one of the heads of the consulate in Jeddah back in the late 80s, early 90s. And when he would go through and deny these guys visas, they would get let in through national security purposes by his supervisors. Now, at first he thought this was just visa fraud, somebody in his agency taking kickbacks. When he got back to the States, he said he talked to people within the CIA who told them this was part of an ongoing program to funnel in Islamic militants into this country for their asset, Osama bin Laden. And then you find out that a lot of these hijackers, or these supposed hijackers, were funneled in through the consulate at Jeddah.
Right, right. And this goes back, of course, to the time when the U.S. Supported the Afghan Mujahideen against the Soviets and were giving them, Stinger surface air, portable missile launchers. The Saudis were giving them the money. The Israelis and the Egyptians were giving them the weaponry. And again, we see the same. Who do we see with their fingerprints all over 9/11? Well, the same group. We see, Atta's an Egyptian. The others are Saudis, Saudi money, and, of course, Israeli art students and movers running all over not only the country in close proximity to these Saudi hijackers, but also seen with a camera at Liberty State Park, set up on the Trade Center before the first plane hit. So, obviously, they had advanced knowledge.
Absolutely. I'm actually covering that in the next film.
There were people in the Trade Center.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm actually covering that in my next film. You're talking about urban moving systems, the art ring, and then obviously their connections to Amdocs and Comverse, which is really how they accumulate all this intelligence. And when I saw that Fox News piece, which was a four-part series, they really break it down how this spy ring was able to infiltrate the most upper echelons of government. And there's an article out there that you may not be aware of. It's called Digital Moles Inside the White House. And it really goes through how These hijackers supposedly had every security code ever for the National Security Agency, the Drug Enforcement Agency, the FBI, the NSA on the morning of 9/11, and that's where these threats to Air Force One and others came from. Wayne Mattson, I thank you so much for joining us this half an hour. It's the Wayne Mattson Report. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he will answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There's a story
I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex. It's almost come to a close, folks. Alex will be back on Monday. He may even be doing a Sunday show. I'm not quite sure. The fourth hour is going to be a replay of his famous interview with Willie Nelson. But you're going to want to go to Infowars.com after that if you missed any of the first hour, because I interviewed Tommy Chong not only on the American Drug War picture and AKA Tommy Chong, which, of course, American Drug War you can get over at Infowars.com. But we also talked 9/11 truth, and obviously Tommy himself has his questions. We also talked Schwarzenegger a little bit at the tail end of that section. But we have another guest on right now. We have a Mike from naturalnews.com on with us. How are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show today.
No problem, man.
Hey, well, it's really nice to be here. And today in Congress, you know, they're talking about this potential ban on direct-to-consumer drug advertising. Now, I know your listeners know very well that drug advertising is a massive marketing scam. And maybe, finally, for the first time in a long time, we might have a possibility of banning those ads or at least putting a moratorium on them for the first 3 years. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be. And these are the ads that come up on TV and they say, oh, do you have trouble sleeping? They list off like 47 different symptoms of anything. And then they go, you need this drug.
Yeah, exactly. Now, many people may not know that drug advertising was illegal in the United States until about 1997 or 98 when it really went into effect. And since then, drug companies have massively escalated their drug advertising, over $5 billion a year just last year. And, of course, drug sales have skyrocketed, too. But what's happened is they're now pushing disease more than they're pushing medicine. They want to convince everybody that they're sick. And that's how they sell more drugs. And it's just become a giant con. That's where things stand today.
Well, absolutely. And then you look at the side effects on this, and it's like, you know, may cause anal leakage or heart attacks, you know, and you're just like,
right.
What?
Right. So what they do is they exaggerate the benefits, and then they minimize any of the side effects. And another thing they do that a lot of people don't know is that the FDA does not conduct any drug research at all, okay? The FDA doesn't test any drugs. The FDA relies on the drug companies to do their own testing and then to submit the results to the FDA that they want the FDA to see. And guess what? If you're a big, greedy, evil corporate drug company, you bury the test results that you don't want the FDA to see. So essentially, the so-called scientific evidence behind this industry is nothing but fraud. They basically engineer the tests that they want. They forward the results to the FDA that they want the FDA to see, and then the FDA says, yeah, this is safe and effective. They rubber stamp approval. They allow doctors to prescribe it to patients, and then Americans start to die.
And let's not forget that most of those people on the FDA that do approve this stuff have connections to a lot of these drug companies. You know, they end up on their boards, or they end up as a CEO or as an advisor to a lot of these guys.
You're exactly right. In the last major drug decision about anti-inflammatory drugs, for example, the FDA expert panel that voted to keep it on the market had, I think it was two-thirds of that panel had ties to the drug industry. Either they were on the payroll of the drug companies or they had investments in drug companies. And the FDA, by the way, doesn't think that they have any obligation to disclose this corruption to the American public. So it's a big secret.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just another example how the lobbyists really do control our government because, again, you know, you're a congressman, you're a senator, you make something like $80,000, maybe $120,000 a year. You work for, say, Pfizer, and, you know, they're pumping in a couple million-dollar paycheck a year.
Well, yeah, Big Pharma is the second wealthiest group of corporations in the world, and the number one probably is Big Oil. And, of course, the defense contractors aren't far behind, but you know, drug companies make billions of dollars. It's really a trillion-dollar industry if you add it all up globally. That's a lot of money floating around there, and you can bet that money finds its way into the pockets of the lawmakers. It's part of the problem, too, and this is why the Alex Jones Show is so important, because the mainstream media is on the take as well. So you don't get honest reporting about drugs, about how dangerous they are, or about the natural health options that people really should have access to, but they've been denied access to. So that's the crime that's going on here.
Absolutely. They're able to purchase as much time as they want for advertising. And then, you know, I actually saw Michael Moore on Wolf Blitzer discussing this after the release of Sicko. Like, he's like, well, you know, Dr. Sanjay Gupta isn't going to go against your sponsors. Is he, Wolf? I mean, that's a multi-million dollar industry. Your sponsors, I mean, you can't have a TV show without sponsor money, can you, Wolf?
No, exactly. And if you remember the dot-com boom and then crash?
Mm-hmm.
The media suffered in a very desperate way for revenues after the dot-com crash because it was the technology companies that were propping them up. Well, guess who swept in and filled the empty space? The drug companies. And it was from 2001 to today where you really saw the ramp up in drug company advertising. So the media has become essentially the lackeys of Big Pharma. And that's why you see so many articles out there about, oh, look, this new miracle drug. And, gee, this could reduce risk of cancer by 50%, when if you look at the studies, it's really maybe one woman out of 200 might be saved by it, not 50% reduction. It's something far less.
Well, I see, the elite laughing at us, because not only are they zombifying the masses with things like Ritalin and Prozac, but we're actually paying for it.
Yeah, exactly. We are paying the highest prices in the world for pharmaceuticals. We're paying rip-off prices. And here's the kicker. The FDA is enforcing a monopoly. And in fact, the U.S. government is enforcing this monopoly. And did you know, by the way, you know, they say you can't buy drugs from Canada or Mexico because they might be tainted?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just learned last week that the drug heparin is manufactured in China. And it's brought in from China. It's imported from China by these drug companies. And it turned out that it had tainted, toxic ingredients, and it started killing people. But the FDA approved that drug as safe and effective, and it said, if you buy that from the U.S., it's going to be safe. Turns out it's made in China with toxic chemicals.
Well, that's just fear-mongering to keep people away from smaller drug prices, even though they're still just as toxic. But they want you to pay these exorbitant prices in this country just to take down the standard of living of the average American. And then they brainwash you, you know, on the TV. God, it's like 24 hours a day now, especially if you're watching the right network, on you need this drug, you need this drug. And like I said before, there's just a slew of symptoms that these miracle drugs supposedly help. And then, like you said before, they marginalize, oh, yeah, you might die of a heart attack, or, oh, it may cause kidney problems. Oh, no big deal.
Well, it turns out that even when these drugs work as they're supposed to work, let's say lowering a cholesterol number in a woman who's 50 years old, well, if you take a hard look at the science, it turns out that changing that number has zero benefits to that person. She has no lower risk of heart attack or stroke whatsoever. Her risk of dying, in fact, goes up from taking the drug. It doesn't go down. Sure, the number looks better on paper, but she's sicker because she's taking an artificial synthetic chemical. So the fact is, when I say this industry is a scam, I mean it. Across the board, they are pushing dangerous, deadly chemicals based on nothing but fraudulent science. The government's in on it, the FDA's in on it, the media's in on it, and people are dying, and I say we've had enough. It's time to stop this.
So what do we do? What's the next step? What should my listeners do to take action against this?
Well, what they can do right now is contact their representatives in Washington and tell them that they support a ban of DTC advertising. That means direct to consumer. They support an outright ban on DTC advertising of pharmaceuticals. You know, it's illegal in Canada, it's illegal in Japan, in the UK. It's illegal in every country in the world except New Zealand and the United States. And it was illegal, you know, before 1997. So that's what they can do. If we get enough pressure on these lawmakers and expose this story, shine some light on it, we might be able to stop this drug advertising from continuing.
Well, the TV is obviously the number one brainwashing tool in America, so it was vital for these people to get on the television. And really, in the last 5 years, I've seen such an expansion of the names of these drugs, the quantity of these drugs, the quote-unquote benefits of these drugs. But you rarely see, especially in the mainstream media, any criticism of these drugs, any criticisms of the vaccinations. And then when Michael Moore puts out Sicko, which I don't agree with all of, by the way, I don't need a socialist medicine system, but it is a pretty good flick, and it does shine to light some of these issues. They totally marginalized it. It was nowhere near as successful as, say, a Fahrenheit 9/11 or even a Bowling for Columbine, and it didn't have quite that push. It really shows you how the drug companies in this country seem to be on top.
Well, you got to realize how much of our national economy is tied up with disease. The cancer industry, and it is a for-profit industry, employs well over 100,000 people. Now, if we taught Americans the truth about how they can cure cancer or how they can prevent, you know, 4 out of 5 cancers can be prevented with vitamin D alone, and you can get that for free from sunlight, and if we taught Americans this thing, the cancer industry would collapse. Those people would be out of jobs because they depend on ongoing sickness and disease in order to take home a salary and to seem important for their egos, for their profits, for their power over people. They depend on sickness. And that's why the cancer industry, in my opinion, has no interest whatsoever in curing cancer. It only wants to maintain this disease and keep people trapped in a system of conventional cancer treatments.
And that all ties back into I.G. Farben, who went around this country and offered funding to those who would go to the approach of radiation and chemotherapy and all that good stuff. And most people took that funding, and they changed the way of thinking on cancer. A World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin is really a great overlook of that whole situation.
That's a great book, and Ed has done some fantastic work. He's one of the truth tellers out there who really has valuable information, but again, you know, CNN will never have him on. Fox News wouldn't have him on either. I mean, they don't want his information to get out to the public because then the cancer industry would just collapse. And the same thing's true with the diabetes industry. We could cure diabetes in people in about 2 weeks. I mean, we know how to do it. It's very simple. But they don't want that information to be put out there.
Yeah, they'd rather hook you for the rest of your life on taking insulin and basically fear-mongering you. And, you know, you mentioned G. Edward Griffin and how great his research is. For all you guys out there that are PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, Alex had him in studio last week. I've met him on several occasions, had dinner with him. And you can check that interview out on PrisonPlanet.tv, just another one of the great things that we offer here at the InfoWars team. But, yeah, G. Edward Griffin, you know, he talks about B17 and that vitamin and it being suppressed and how it has all these benefits against cancer. Do you think that's ever going to reach the masses?
No. I mean, the FDA maintains a deliberate campaign of censorship, and they want to censor scientific knowledge as well. I gave the example on my website about cherries. You know, these cherry growers were linking to scientific studies showing that cherries could reduce arthritis inflammation very dramatically. The FDA threatened them, threatened to put them out of business if they didn't remove the links to the scientific studies. So we now have a government agency that is enforcing ignorance or scientific illiteracy. It's enforcing it. It wants the population to be uninformed, to be stupid, to be trapped in a system where they think they have no options. And so far, that's what's been happening. I mean, we don't live in a free country, as your listeners well know. We live in a very tightly controlled monopoly of ideas, monopoly of commercialism, you know, monopoly of medicine. That's what we live under.
Yeah, we live in a really, it's a mall culture where we're taught to idolize our sports heroes and our television and movie stars, and everything else seems to be secondary or come even third or not at all. And what I tell my listeners is you've got to make this type of information primary in your life. You've got to share this with your friends and your family, and you've got to start practicing it. And all that other stuff is secondary. You know, the mortgage on the house is really secondary if you're not going to have a house to live in, or if you're not going to be alive to live in that house because you're not healthy.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Exactly. So, we've got a whole generation at risk right now. You know, the next generation, our American children right now, they are being attacked by what I call chemical weapons of mass neural destruction, and those are, of course, the Ritalin drugs and the ADHD drugs. Why are our children being drugged with amphetamines? All right, it used to be called speed when it was sold on the street. Now it's being given to children who sit inside schools that have signs on the outside that say this is a drug-free zone. Are you kidding me?
Well, there's more drugs in the school than there's more drugs in the nurse's office and in the schools, prescription style, than there is any marijuana or possibly cocaine or ecstasy or any of that.
Yeah, for sure. And I consider this, I'm sure you agree with it, that this is really a crime against our children. They don't need more drugs. They don't need mind-altering chemicals, right? What they need is probably better education, better parenting, more time with their parents. They need to be taught in a holistic way, in a caring way, not to be drugged and told, sit down, shut up, do your lessons, pay your taxes when you get old, you know, be an American. No, that's not what it's about. We need to show them something different. How to be an American that has freedom, that has choices, that's educated and knows their options and knows how to take care of themselves. That's what a true American is supposed to be.
Well, I liken it to the combo pack of both Brave New World and 1984. 1984 really shows the surveillance society, which is definitely coming into play. I did a report today about how IBM is now working with Lockheed Martin for the next level of biometric identification, including palm prints, facial recognition, all that good stuff. But on the Brave New World end, it's to feed us crap, you know, basically poison, and then to give us all these drugs that are mind-altering and make us more passive, make us more mindless, make us more inactive, really.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Isn't it interesting how all these pharmaceuticals, at the same time that they're making money for these drug companies, They also tend to sap the cognitive function of the population so that people can't really think for themselves anymore. It means that they're not able to challenge the status quo, not able to rock the boat. They can't even vote clearly anymore. I mean, what's the future of a democracy when the population is so drugged out that they can't even vote rationally anymore? You're in real trouble.
I'm with you there. And, it also ties into me, the fluoride in the water. I mean, people need to get hip to the fact the first time fluoride was added to water, it was the Nazi concentration camps to make the populations there more docile. Now you can't go anywhere without fluoride being added to the water, and they want to increase the amounts.
Yes, it's just one more chemical that does have that effect, and they know if they can keep the population docile, don't question anything, pay your taxes, do your work, buy your consumer goods, keep giving yourself cancer, and make sure your children have diabetes too, then all the corporations can make money, the media can stay in control, the government can stay in control. Nobody will have the wherewithal to stand up and say, wait a minute, maybe we deserve something better. Maybe we should make a few changes around here and stop poisoning each other.
I'm with you. Naturalnews.com is the site. Mike, do you have a radio show on this network?
I sure do. I've got a show, the Health Ranger Show.
When's that?
Well, that's every day at 5 p.m. Central Time.
5 p.m. Central, you can catch Mike. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to take calls in the final segment.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Boom, 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 boom
right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. We are back, and I want to remind everybody, retransmission begins in 1 hour over at Infowars.com. You can catch my interview with Tommy Chong, Alex Jones, of course, Pop Sims, Kevin Booth, and the creators of AKA Tommy. It's AKA Tommy. And, of course, if you want a copy of American Drug War, The Last White Hope, you can go to Infowars.com right now and get that. And it really is an important film, folks. If you haven't seen it, it's an amazing film exposing government involvement in running the drugs in this country. Sally Castillo, Tommy Chong, Joe Arpaio, and many, many more in this incredible work by Kevin Booth. All right, we're going to end the show by taking calls. Let's go to Scott in Colorado. Scott, are you with us?
I am with you, Jason. Hey, it's good to talk to you. What a great show.
Thank you, man.
You had a lot of great guests on, Tommy Chong and Jack McLam, great show. Anyway, I wanted to make a couple of points. Number one, since we're talking about pharmaceutical industry, I was in that industry for a while. Went from there to medical equipment. But getting to the information, especially I sold anti-neoplastic drug for cancer. And what doctors can do as far as what the FDA makes indications or approves indications for drugs, and especially for cancer drugs. And the cancer doctors really have a lot more latitude than the other physicians in what they can do. But they can use any of the approved cancer drugs on anything that they want to. They can try anything they want to try. However, a pharmaceutical representative cannot go in and initiate that conversation. It has to be brought up by the physician. Now, we would have these clandestine meetings where we would go in, because once you have the population already for a specific drug, you've got to create a new indication for it and try to get it approved by the FDA. But even though you can't get it approved or it's not approved, you try to engage the physician in discussing it, using it off-label or off-indication. And so the pharmaceutical companies encourage their people to do that. However, if one doctor wants to, all they have to do is call 1-800, call FDA and report them, and it's a $10,000 fine to the pharmaceutical rep. Now, I left that industry because I told them that I was not going to go in and promote it that way, and that I could no longer do it because I didn't want to get that fine. But they do push pharmaceutical reps to do things that they are not supposed to do, and making it in.
Of course they do, and then it's only a slap on the wrist when they actually do get caught. $10,000 fine. That's almost nothing to these pharmaceutical companies.
No, the rep.
Oh, the rep is the one that actually.
The rep pocket.
Oh, so they defer any kind of negativity towards you, and you have to pay the fine.
Exactly, and that's why you have these clandestine meetings where you talk about promoting it off label and how you're going to do it. And then you walk up to your superior and say, you know, I really can't do that. One thing, it's unethical, and another thing, it's against the law, and it's $10,000 out of my pocket. Well, they don't want you around if you don't want to follow, you know, their set protocol for getting new indications for a product that the FDA hasn't yet passed.
All right, Scott, thank you so much for the call, man. I got to jump to the next caller. Try calling in on Monday when Alex is back. Actually, Alex will be back 4 to 6 Sunday over at KLBJ, so if you want to tune in there, Alex Jones back on the radio. You don't have to put up with my annoying voice any longer. All right, let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're our final caller.
Yes, I appreciate the concerns of Tommy Chong and Randy Weaver. We don't want to make the same mistake as the legalists. And to be honest with you, I don't like the word Christian, and I don't like the word expression born again, because they are so cheaply used that most people who use it don't even understand what it really means. We want to be clear that the abuse of the object is not to be confused with the object of abuse. That, yes, religion, which literally means to bind back together.
All right, Mark, I got to stop you. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, refeed starts in an hour. Willie Nelson up next. Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sure.